Earth, sky.
In September 2011, a NASA satellite as big as a school bus plunged back to Earth over the Pacific.
The Upper Atmosphere Research Satellite isn't known to have caused any damage or injuries, but experts say the incident highlighted a problem that's been building for decades, the problem of debris in orbit around Earth.
There was another less publicized space debris scare in June 2011. Debris in Earth orbit came within a couple of hundred yards of the International Space Station. Luckily, a hit was avoided. Still, millions of chunks of metal, plastic, and glass are moving in orbit around Earth. These bits and pieces of space debris, plus many intact orbiting satellites, are left from 4,600 launches in over 50 years of space exploration.
Space junk travels at high speeds. Even a small piece can cripple an orbiting satellite that might have cost tens of millions of dollars to launch. Accidents involving space debris don't happen often, but space agencies across the world take the space debris problem seriously. For example, NASA now designs large orbiting satellites so they can return to Earth in a controlled way rather than plunge back out of control.
In addition, the U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force operate the U.S. Space Surveillance Network. It consists of ground-based radar and optical sensors at 25 sites worldwide. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.